If Freemasonry could be regarded as an exact science, or if its course, even in comparatively recent days, were capable of being traced with certainty, there would be very little pretext for the somewhat speculative paper I tonight submit to you. But when we find in respect to the very source and origin of the craft, not only as it has been known in England for more than 200 years, but touching its existence in almost prehistoric ages, that authors to whom we look for information have so widely differed, apology can hardly be needed for attempts undertaken in a right spirit to follow up any apparent clues, even the result be but to add one more to the multitudinous guesses at truth with which Masonic literature is already liberally provided. That Anderson considers ancient Freemasonry to have been exclusively an operative institution, and treats it as such throughout his history, which is prefixed to the constitutions of 1723. That Stephen Jones, the friend and pupil of Preston, insists that the institution is wholly speculative, and that Preston himself considers Masonry as a science arising from the union of both, are prominent instances of how little there is of agreement amongst our earlier writers, even as to the very elements from which Masonic history should be evolved. Small wonder, then, that when we approach questions of more detail, though pertaining to comparatively modern times, the mists of uncertainty which obscured the earlier stages of our history should surround us still, though I am bold enough to believe that some progress may be made in the direction where, for a little way, I will invite you to travel with me. Perhaps as much attention has been given to the subject of the degrees as to any special phase of craft masonry. Certainly from a time which we may place about midway between the revival of 1717 and the Union of 1813, when notice seems to have been first directed to the essential and obvious distinctions between the subject matter and the formulae of the first and second degrees, and those of the third. That these should have attracted the observation of intelligent brethren is only what might be expected, and thenceforward we find some learning and more speculation directed to our subject of tonight, upon which the differences between the writers who have dealt with it are marked and singular. To enumerate some of the conjectured origins and applications of the legend which is given in the third degree, it has been attributed to 1. The real and actual death of Hiram Abiff, Oliver's Discrepancies of Freemasonry, page 90. 2. The Egyptian legend of Osiris, figuring the kindred conditions of sleep and death, Ibid. 3. A purely astronomical allegory of the sun sinking into winter darkness at the autumnal equinox and emerging into summer light at the vernal equinox, Ibid. 4. The expulsion of Adam from paradise and his readmission after repentance, Oliver's Freemason's Treasury, page 295. 5. The death of Abel at the hands of Cain, supporting this by the circumstance that in one of the foreign LU degrees, the name of the principal offender was stated to be Cain, Ibid, page 296. 6. The entry of Noah into the ark, coupled with an astronomical reference to the sun setting at night, Freemason's Magazine, volume 4, 1858, page 264. 7. The mourning of Joseph for his father Jacob, Oliver's Historical Landmarks of Freemasonry, Volume 1, page 455N. 8. An astronomical problem showing the state of the heavens at the time the foundation stone of the Temple of Solomon was laid. Notes on the Mysteries of Antiquity by John Yarker, 1872, page 114N. 9. The addition of the legend after the Christian era, when Hiram Abiff was intended to be a type of the death and resurrection of Christ, Oliver's Discrepancies of Freemasonry, page 90. 10. The persecution of the Templars, the trial of the Knights, and the execution of the Grand Master early in the 14th century, De Quincey's Essay on the Rosicrucians and Freemasons. 11. A political and historical reference to the violent death of King Charles I, Oliver's Discrepancies of Freemasonry, page 90.